Last night in Ames, Iowa, it was 8 GOP Republican presidential candidates taking to the stage in a two-hour debate over the economy and, of course, Obama and legislative records and Obama and, of course, the security situation in the United States and Obama. The question is what candidates distinguished themselves, and it is early going. There's a straw poll in Iowa this weekend. Mitt Romney won it last time around, and you heard him talking about Barack Obama there at the top of the hour in the newscast. Let's give you a feel of some of the voices who were in the fight in Ames, Iowa last night. Here's John Huntsman.
Let me just say I'm proud of my service to this country. If you love your country, you serve her.
Former governor of Utah there, Michelle Bachmann, who some say is the front runner, not Mitt Romney. Here she is.
What submission means to us, if that's what your question is, it means respect. I respect my husband. He's a wonderful, godly man and a great father, and he respects me as his wife.
Representative Michelle Bachmann there speaking at the GOP debate last night. And here's Newt Gingrich. He may have trouble holding on to a campaign staff, but he's never at a loss for words.
I think this super committee is about as dumb an idea as Washington has come up with in my lifetime.
Talking about the super committee, which was named actually finally yesterday, the 12 members of Congress that will be responsible for reducing the federal deficit. Let's listen to Rick Santorum, former senator from Pennsylvania, but definitely has conservative creds.
Take the corporate rate, which makes us uncompetitive, particularly in exporting goods. Take the corporate rate and cut it to zero for manufacturers. You want to create opportunity for businesses and manufacturing to grow, cut that tax to zero. Our jobs will come back.
Reduce taxes from Rick Santorum at the Republican debate last night, the broadcast on Fox News. And finally, here's former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty.
If you can find Barack Obama's specific plan on any of those items, I will come to your house and cook you dinner. Or if you prefer, I'll come to your house and mow your lawn. But in case Mitt wins, I'm limited to 1 acre.
Tim Pawlenty getting a little snarky there. There were others in the debate as well. And here to talk about it is Michael Scheer, chief writer for The Caucus, the political blog for The New York Times. What's your assessment of that debate last night? Let's just stipulate Obama was the person they attacked the most, but they were after each other as well.
Yeah, you know, it was really interesting. I think especially interesting was the dynamic that took place between Tim Pawlenty and Michelle Bachmann. You know, both of them have a lot at stake at the straw poll in, I guess, now just a day. They went after each other really hard. Tim Pawlenty questioning her experience, saying that her experience essentially was non-existent, and Michelle Bachmann not backing down at all, and essentially comparing Tim Pawlenty's record as governor of Minnesota to Barack Obama, saying, which is one of those things that isn't a very nice thing to say in the Republican primary.
You know, the audience seemed to be with Newt Gingrich at times because he's very entertaining and is good rhetorically. I couldn't tell where the audience was in the Pawlenty-Bachmann sort of dispute. And Ron Paul got booed for talking about getting out of Afghanistan and Iraq. Who looked the best just in terms of the television?
I think they all had their moments. Michelle Bachmann had a strong performance in the last debate from a television perspective because she very, very much seemed kind of in control and very calm. And I think she repeated that again. You know, I mean, there was a sense of really sort of commanding that that stage. I think all of them had their moments.
Does Kane and Huntsman, to a certain extent, break out of the pack here, or do they stay down in the fine print?
I think if there was a disappointment for Mr. Huntsman, it was probably that he didn't have an opportunity to really do what he needed to do. Mr. Huntsman's very low in the polls, very low single digits, came into the race late and really hasn't had that moment to shine. Part of that was that he didn't get asked a lot of questions, and that happens in an eight-person debate. But also, his campaign is all about kind of civility and not attacking, and so he was kind of off to the side as all of this other bickering was going on, and probably looking back, wished he could have broken out more.
4 years ago, Mitt Romney won that straw poll. He really sort of wagered everything to win it. This year, it seems like he's not so much into the straw poll, but his front runnership was on the line last night. How did he do?
Well, you know, interestingly, I think he in some ways had the same had a similar dynamic to Mr. Huntsman, but in his case, it was good, not bad, right? Because his whole strategy for the first for the last several months and going forward is to try to remain above the fray of the Republican primary, to focus his attention on President Obama and not worry so much about his rivals. And so while he got drawn in a couple times on health care and a couple of other things, you know, being off to the side for him was actually probably good.
I got a sense that the Iowa activists who showed up at this debate are much more interested in an ideological candidate emerging as a front runner than finding some sort of centrist to sit with. Is that your impression?
Yeah, I mean, you know, historically, the voters in Iowa of the Republican caucus tend to be, there's a big chunk of them that are evangelical voters, and that's an important constituency. And so you saw Michelle Bachmann playing to that a little bit. That's the challenge for Mr. Huntsman, who really is trying to kind of be more the moderate in the race. And so as far as the Iowa electorate, that's definitely going to be a big issue.
Finally, Michael Scheer, chief writer for the caucus, political blog for the New York Times. Rick Perry, Texas governor, gets into the race on Saturday and completely reshuffles the deck, right?
I think he does, yeah. I think especially a challenge for two people, Michelle Bachmann, who has that similar appeal to the evangelical voters, and Mitt Romney, who potentially people look at and could see both of them going after the kind of economic message that Mr. Romney has really made the focus of his campaign.
And those will be the two big headlines over the weekend, the straw poll and Rick Perry getting into the race officially on Saturday. Michael Scheer, thanks so much.
Sure.
Michael Scheer is chief writer for the caucus. That's the political blog for our partner, the New York Times. He's in Des Moines.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.